Well, hello, good evening and welcome to Why Aren't You Listening? This is the fourth one we're going to do. Tonight is somewhat different. I couldn't say special. I mean, like, we've not been doing them that long to call them special. I think there's some sort of humdrum part of your everyday existence. I wonder if you're actually now needing some dough to make some sort of steak and kidney pudding, or maybe you're putting the washing out in some back garden in Bradford or something. I'm not 100% sure, and, well, there you go. It's not something I should be really thinking about. But tonight we're going to play tracks ostensibly from West Lancashire and Cumbria, a lot of which fall under the aegis of Mr. Yorkie. Now, Yorkie, Liverpool legend, general help, meet, and all-round good guy from Liverpool. Look, not only did he sort of be an unwitting midwife to the Liverpool scene of the late 70s, the Erics scene, but he's obviously kept his fingers in many pies and brought in a lot of new Liverpool bands, and some Cumbrian bands, which you'll hear tonight. Well, the first track we're going to hear tonight is a track which is not a Yorkie track, which is completely wrecked me at the beginning, but never mind. It's from Will Sargent, who's the guitarist out of Echo and the Bunnymen, lest any idiot in the cosmos floating around should not have heard of Echo and the Bunnymen. They were a post-punk band from the late 1970s, early 80s. We're still going today, rocking strong. And this is a track of one of Will's solo albums under his alter ego Glide, and it's called Chopped Hog. Thank you. Right, shall we start all that introduction again about Yorkie? Or shall we not bother? Well, I told you about Yorkie, and I think the first thing we're going to do now is carry on with one or two of Yorkie's bands, and the first one is Ivan Campo. I think they're from Preston, and they're very I think we interviewed them a little while ago. They're very interested in film. I think one of them is a film student, actually. This is a track called Bandit. An easy breezy pop, as it were. Following that is Circle Sound with a track called Psycho Killer, which shouldn't leave you any doubt as to its intentions.
He's a killer, he can't
Seven Seals. What can I say about Seven Seals? I think Seven Seals are from Cumbria. I think we did an interview with them, and they were very, very strange gentlemen, making some sort of, I don't know, claim to being this is probably the strangest people in Cumbria, which is quite a feat, I'd have thought. Never mind. They have a track called Toothache. Seven Seals, we have a band called Argonauts, of which I know, frankly, very little, but that doesn't really matter, because this is a really, really, really good song. This is called We've Got a Fire.
City's like an animal feeding people's attitude. I can see no colour in their eyes, and I'm looking for it now, but I'm sure that it's a lie. Speaking of the failures that are mine, we've got a fire. Won't you come and get closer to me? 'Cause we got a fire. Won't you come and rest your head right here? 'Cause we got a fire. Darling, make it easy on us now. 'Cause we got a fire. All I have is a torn heart.
Well, I'm going to play you, there's three on the bounce now. The first one up is Fractures, You're Always in My Nightmares, is the track. Following that is the frankly spooky track called My Bleached Bones from a band called Mongoose. And third up is Liverpool's sort of post-punk emo stroke tight-jeaned curly-haired people called My Amiga. They've got a song called Philip's House. Actually, they're a really good band, of My Amiga. I'd check them out forthwith. So you'll hear their song called Philip's House.
Thank you. What do you say to this? You're trying desperately to calm my nerves, keep my head above the water. It's too far gone now for logic. I don't stand a chance. This scene is so surreal. I just don't stand a chance. Set our course for other shores.
The Yorkie-tastic special that we're doing today on Why Aren't You Listening, I've got a track from a band that some heads and certainly some hipsters will have heard of. They're called Shack, who used to be the Pale Fountains way back in the day. with the Head brothers. I think Yorkie was in a band with Mickey Head right at the beginning of, in fact, possibly before the Pale Fountains. I'm sure Yorkie will put me straight on that one. This is a previous... No, wait for this. If I had a drum roll... There's my drum roll. This is previously unreleased track. No, it's, I think it's released, but it's an unreleased edit of a track. And it's Black and White, which is the single from Shaq. But I think this is the radio edit, which has never been released before. But anyway, if you don't know it, it's wonderful. If you do know it, it's a bit different.
I can say a lot to you. I know it's only natural to. Things I said and done before. I'm thinking tonight and I did the score. I feel it's right. What's in black and white? Who knows what's in good and bad? It's all the same to me. Yeah, I know it's right. Who knows what's in left and right? Who knows what's in good and bad? It's all the same to me.
Into charted territories that have not been charted, if you know what I mean. Never mind, uncharted territories, I think is the word I was trying to find there. But unfortunately, the grand god of Devel, a beard which I would not give to my auntie Marion, anyway, if she was alive, God bless her, especially after you've been eating all those custard creams. This is something that is a bit different. This is The Witch and the Robot. The reason I paused there for dramatic effect was not to tell you about Devel, but to tell you about Witch and the Robot, because really, when one mentions Witch and the Robot, one should actually take a very deep breath. Which is what... They're quite magic in some ways. They're a strange band. One, I believe at one point they followed Arthur Brown around to try filming him, but that's another story for another time. But they have a track called Sex Music off an excellent album on Safari, which I entreat you all to check out. And this song is, yeah, I said Sex Music, but within the coders, Beef on Wax. It's a good 7 minutes long, so sit yourself down and get yourself a cocoa.
The witch led the way through the trees above Runnymede. It was the beginning of autumn, and the baking hot summer had seared the leaves to unimaginable colours. I followed it down a path, surrounded on all sides by an almost religious ecstasy of oranges and reds. Beside what looked like a Romanesque bandstand built within a small clearing, next to a main road and in view of the Thames. The river was swollen, almost to bursting, and it was with the urgency of the fast-flowing water that the witch spoke. This is where the Magna Carta was signed. The American Bar Society erected this monument in honour of that. They recognise the sublime difference that piece of paper has made. You owe a lot to that document. "Why are you telling me this?" I asked, confused. Although the witch spoke a language I had not heard before, I instinctively knew what she meant. Looking back now, I think this is all to do with the intricate use of tone and intonation. I cannot be sure. I was confused, as 5 minutes beforehand I was tending to my small holding next to Blee Tarn above the Landdale Valley deep in the English Lake District. I had moved there after the first religious wars of the 22nd century. War which saw the forces of reason fighting the combined forces of the recently reconciled and united Abrahamic religions. Things have certainly changed since I was born in 1978. I fought for reason and lost an arm, a wife, and my critical faculties due to a prolonged period of faith reinstillment and captured as a prisoner of war.
religion agree to disagree. I made my way back close to where I was born. I clung to a dream during my internment that I would live on my days growing carrots. I had inherited a small plot of land some decades before and set about cultivating the land. The harsh Westmoreland fells are not good for growing crops, and my first harvest failed. I decided to grow witches instead.
These could
be grown in a simple test scheme. I had constructed a small robot to help me in the procedure. But I did not know that I was about to create a singular witch, the likes of which had not been seen before. That was all in the past now. Did it seem like a dream as I found myself looking out of a vast swathe of African savanna?
It was dusk, and I was reminded of a story of a teenage boy who became obsessed by two lions in a small local safari park. Their cage seemed so small for such proud, majestic beasts. The boy would see himself as a valuable member of an ancient tribe living on the plains of what is now southern Somalia. Not a spotty, lonely, and socially inept single child. One day the boy decided he would free the lions, and armed with some wire cutters he set about on this, the most important of missions, as if it were a rite of passage on the way to manhood. The safari park was close to a busy road, and the lions were hungry. If he were to set them free, he would certainly become prey. This was far from the boy's mind as he crossed the road under cover of night, hallucinating about the freedom of the wilderness, living at peace and at one with all nature. This dream had taken him to a better place, so he did not notice the car hurtling down the road. It hit the boy, killing both him and the driver. The lions were never freed. "Matunginzi," said the witch. "What does that mean?" It had lost me there. "It is Swahili for an invention or a wall without a roof," it implied. The witch continued, "Sad story. I brought the robot, thought we could stay." I looked at the African wilderness once again. In the distance I could make out the deep green of the Indian Ocean, and not a human soul in sight. "Let's go on safari first," I said. "We have plenty of time to settle down." It was decided.
Right, following that slab of, effervescence, is the Defecators on the excellent Pumph label up there in Blackpool. I think it's Stan from Pumph who heads the Defecators. They've got a very enticing new album out called Tex and Redneck and a Big Cock, and a big red cock, or it could be a big cock. But what it does have is a huge chicken on the front cover with a cowboy. So that you don't think there's any sort of double entendres being thrown around here. Well, sure there aren't. But anyway, this is a track called Shaft 27, and it does include the immortal words, "Bag of Wank." Mother, I hope you're not listening to this.
You think I'm just an object of Cause you're
Oh yeah, I forgot to say goodbye. Stop.